Hello and welcome to the second episode of Tim's Town Garden. Thank you very much for taking the time to download and listen to this episode. Well, we're into March already and we've had a little bit of a mixed bag of weather, haven't we? I mean, it was cracking towards the end of February. I was watching a YouTube video and the guy who was on the video said, "Now, don't be seduced by the sunshine because things will change very quickly." And it couldn't have been a truer word, really. You know, within the next week, things had sort of gone downhill. And then obviously we had Storm Freya appear in the bottom half of the UK where I live. And there was quite a bit of wind and rain going on. I was actually in the greenhouse doing a little bit of video for YouTube at the time. And the greenhouse was really rocking and rolling along. But we might have turned a corner now. It's a little bit cooler. It's a little bit more like the normal conditions we would expect at this time of year. But the storm has sort of passed and things are looking a little bit more normal. I did manage, however, at the weekend that's just gone, I did manage to at last finish my bit of fencing at the top of the garden. I did have a few fence panels that were a bit worse for wear. I had a rather large climber growing up the fence onto a trellis, and it had actually, it was a sort of a jasmine, and it was quite established. And it had actually sort of broken the trellis and it was sort of leaning over into next door's garden. And I just took the decision to get it chopped down and out the way and to actually replace the fence panels, which I've managed to do, and I'm really, really pleased with the outcome there. So that's it looks really nice now. And there are some photos actually of that on my Instagram feed. I think there's an IGTV that I did on that if you wanted to go along and have a look. But really, really pleased with that. Well, with the warmer weather now appearing, it's really starting to look and sound a bit like spring. I was greeted to this lovely sound early the other day when I opened up the back door, the conservatory door onto the garden. And I'm just going to play you a few seconds of this because this is such a lovely thing to hear. I don't think you can beat hearing the dawn chorus. I think it really puts you in a good mood for the rest of the day. What else have I been up to? Well, I've started to sow a few seeds, although I've only sown a few so far. I did do some onion, some spring onions earlier on. Actually in January, I did a couple of trays of spring onions, which have started to come up. Other than that, I haven't really sown anything up until very recently. The other day, I just started off some beetroot, sowed some seeds for some beetroot and also for some chard. And that's really all I've sown so far. Like I say, I've been quite busy with trying to get the fence sorted out and a few other bits and pieces around the garden, a few other projects. I've almost nearly as well finished my planter. I've got a flower planter that I've made. Again, if you look on my Instagram feed, you will see that I've made a mobile veg truck, which basically cost me, I think, £2.20 or thereabouts altogether to build. It was actually made out of a wooden box, like a pallet box, that arrived at work with some special tools in, and it was going to be thrown, and it was quite a decent size wooden box, so I quickly got one of the guys at work to cut it in half to create two planters. I've had to add a few bits to one of the sections because one section obviously had a flaw in it and the other didn't, so I've had to create a base for it. But I've almost finished putting together the planter that I'm going to use for the flowers this year. And I've done a little bit of video, but I haven't quite finished that off yet. So I will get that finished and pop that up on my YouTube channel. But that's going to be great. It's going to be a lovely little planter that I can put some stuff in on the patio. And I'm really looking forward to getting ready to get that planted up. And I'm going to sow some seeds as well for a few things that I want to go in the planter. I've also lately picked up quite a few tiny little plug plants from one of the garden centres. We visited Dobby's Garden Centre, which is quite near to where I live, and they had a reduced section of the tiny little plug plants. So I bought a few of those and got those potted up, and they seem to be coming along quite nicely. So I'm really pleased with those. I have also now got the Tim's Town Garden group, Facebook group page sorted out. So if you wanted to pop along and join the Tim's Town Garden Facebook group, you're more than welcome. You should be able to find it quite easily. There are a few bits and pieces I've put on there recently, but I think it would be really great if you wanted to come along and say hello and post up some pictures of your gardens or your allotment or projects that you've got on the go at the moment. It would be really lovely to make contact with you. So please feel free to come along and join in with that. I also, as said before, I've also got Instagram, so you can find me there on Tim's Town Garden. And again, it would be lovely if you sort of drop by and said hello there. So once again, thanks for downloading and listening to this episode. Let me know what you've been up to lately in the garden. Have you started sowing seeds yet? What have you got underway? What are you looking forward to growing this season? Just leave me a comment or get in touch and let me know what you're up to. I'd love to hear from you. But thanks ever so much. I will speak to you soon, and take care. Enjoy the gardening. Bye now.